The Pueblo of Isleta is bordered on one side by Kirtland Air Force Base and another by the city of Albuquerque, and through the middle of the tribe's ancestral land runs the Rio Grande. The river is the bedrock of the tribe's cultural heritage. But as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, Pueblo residents say pollution from their bigger neighbors has contaminated the river they consider to be sacred.
Ask a resident of Isleta Pueblo how the tribe's relationship with the Rio Grande has changed over the years, and you're likely to hear something like this.
I grew up, we didn't have any other source but the river. We drank water out of the river, okay? It's not a good idea. In fact, we have warning signs not to even be in the river.
That's Pueblo native and tribal councilman James Abeda. He lives on a small farm about 4 miles south of Albuquerque. He's one of many Isleta Pueblo farmers who use water from the river to grow crops like chile, corn, and squash.
Our meals traditionally are around the things that we grew, okay?
Water pollution is a consistent concern for farmers here. They find themselves trying to reconcile their beliefs that the river is sacred with concerns about contaminants washing downstream. Government records show that over the past year, 8 facilities upstream from the tribe have been in violation of the Clean Water Act. That's the federal law that regulates river pollution. Those violations are for things like releasing undertreated sewage and spilling chlorine into the river.
It basically takes away the significance of our beliefs because of somebody else spoiling the one matter that we depend on, and that's the water.
Abeda and others worry that river pollution could harm people who eat the crops that are grown on the Pueblo. So far, there haven't been any studies on the subject, so there's no way to know if people are getting sick. But Isleta Tribal Council Secretary Verna Teller says pollution in the Rio Grande has definitely affected another aspect of the tribe's way of life, the religious ceremonies that take place in the river.
Our ceremonial and religious culture here in our community is of utmost importance to us. That's what's kept us who we are as a people. And so when there's any threat to that, it's very frightening for our people. It's a threat to our existence as far as we're concerned.
Teller says at times the Rio Grande has been visibly polluted to the point that they've had to stop using the river water for ceremonies. That's improved somewhat over the years, she says, but thumbing through a stack of federal environmental reports on Albuquerque's wastewater treatment plant and other upstream facilities, she questions how much progress has actually been made.
I can't, you know, just these numbers scare me, makes me want to cry. I don't know if we're going to get this city or even the city of Santa Fe to stop these violations.
So there you go. There's our 50 million gallons a day coming into the Rio Grande.
That's Jeff Romanowski, chief engineer at Albuquerque's Southside Water Treatment Plant. He's standing by a stream of clear, treated wastewater that's flowing into the muddy Rio Grande, not far upstream from Isleta's border. The plant had multiple E. coli violations last year and has had many more issues in the past, according to the Environmental Protection Agency.
So violations are bad in general. Any violation that we do have, we have to report within 24 hours to the EPA.
The water utility is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to overhaul outdated equipment at the plant, and officials there say that will bring them into full compliance with the Clean Water Act. But the city's wastewater treatment plant is only one of many nearby sources of pollution that could flow into the Rio Grande, according to the EPA. To name a few, Rio Rancho's wastewater treatment plant has been in violation of environmental laws for years. The city of Albuquerque has at times drained high levels of aluminum, PCBs, and arsenic into the watershed through stormwater drains, and over the past decade, more than 700 pounds of lead has legally washed into the Rio Grande watershed from Kirtland Air Force Base. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.